Good morning, MGTOW man. I was just sitting here, you know, we've had... Oh, that's not a bad haircut. I didn't even fucking see it, you know what I mean? Didn't even have a mirror at the back, but yeah. You know. I shave without a mirror too, so... Yeah. I'm sitting here with my little... Ronson Remington. Little bottle of oil on the blades, you know, a couple of drops every 5 or 10 minutes. And got the shortest of the combs. That's about, I think it was sort of, it's not short for the middle of summer, but this weather down here has been fucking playing. It's cold tonight. But I needed a haircut. Blah, blah, blah. It's all too long. Too woolly, too thick, my fucking head's hot, you know. And, yeah, I was, you know, a lot of times when you're handed a lemon, the art of fucking smartness is learning how to make lemonade, you know, how to turn other people's, you know, they hand you lemons and you make lemonade. And so, you know, I don't like a lot of women, especially hairdressers. They're just fucking, you know, I went to a hairdresser's in, I think it was Lorne, L-O-R-N-E, oh, fucking 20, 30 years ago, you know, and I'm just sitting there typing on the fucking laptop while I cut my fucking hair, and I'll just leave the laptop there, and she says, I'll come over here while you wash your fucking hair, you know, and, as soon as I was back in that chair and there, you know, there's about half a dozen of these fat fucking sluts go, oh, what you written? Oh. I said, do you fucking mind? They go, oh, look at that. He caught the fucking bus and bought some fish and chips. You know, and I said, do you fucking mind? You know, they're gossiping fucking sluts. And, yeah, and one other place, the main fucking point, and there's a lot of them, oh, we can't, you know. They've got 50 fucking heads of hair to cut for the debutante ball, but they're booked up for the next 3 weeks. This took me five fucking minutes. You know, you go, and then you go, you know, you go like that, and then you go, like, incrementally, oh, I missed a bit, look, a bit woolly there. But, yeah, we shall overcome. And, I haven't got me fucking thick thread bit. But, yeah, I can do it just by fucking feel. It won't matter much. Accuracy. All right. There's that fluffy shit on the back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, here it is. It's in the bag. And, you know, this is the... Okay. This is how to do this. It's all sort of even. It's all two length. And then you go... just after the string. So, yeah. And so what happened was, you know, this fucking retarded bitch, that's how you get it even round the back, just cut up, fucking trim up to the bloody string line, you know? Nice thick string. And, yeah, what this retarded, there was this fucking hairdresser. Who's an idiot, you know, she's a gossiping fucking bag, she's on all these asshole committees, you know, fucking, I'm in the in crowd, you know, bit of oil, and got the lubricant. Well, this was a much better than average hair cutter. It's not the cheap fucking garbage Kmart ones, you know what I mean? And, yeah, there's a long comb for the there's the long comb for the fucking winter cuts. There's a really that's a bit busted, but that's a really short fucking one. And this is just like a sort of a summer cut, you know. And the cunts who supply the spares also charge about half a going rate of a new cutter for just one fucking comb, you know. So, yeah, there was this fucking mole who, you know, cut my hair, and she thought it was a great big prank to give me a shit hair. Oh, there's a couple of other ones. Oh, these are for round the ears. I think that's the fucking right left ear, and that's for the right ear, you know what I mean? But this is so short it doesn't matter too much. And there's a spare set of blades. These are slightly curved, very fine. Maybe that's for beard and stubble and facial. Give me a facial, baby. And anyway, so this fucking retarded bitch, she gives me a haircut, but she's kind of like, it looks like, you know, when 5-year olds get the, you know, that when the 5-year old gets the scissors and she decides to give Barbie a haircut, and there's just chunks and fucking stripes and just shit, you know, and she gave me a haircut like that. And that's like, you know, what are you, fucking stupid? You know, I'm paying for a haircut, you know. I'm paying for a fucking haircut, short back and sides, and this bitch, you know, tried to make me look like some kind of fool, you know. Yeah, she was just out of the psych hospital and decided to give herself a haircut with a pocket knife, you know. And so what then happened is I asked her 3 times to fix it up, you know. It's part of this fucking just shithole hairdressers, you know, that's part of this bloody workshop car repair place. But, you know, they're all fucked. So, you know, I asked her 3 times to fix it up, and it was still a shit job. She's just a stupid cunt, you know, and a big fat fucking offsider sat there like a cow going, you know how cows just stare, they go. And she didn't sort of give this retarded fucking bitch a nudge, saying, you are just fucking with our customer. This is a customer. You're fucking with him. If you do this to him, he won't be coming back. You know? So And she didn't say anything. So anyway, after enough shit fucking just bullshit from retarded asshole women who run hairdresser places, that was basically like the nearly the, I never went there again. And yeah, after a fucking we booked up for 6 weeks, just to get it, five minutes. And, towel round, done, $10, see you later. And, just tired of their fucking shit, you know. And that purchase, that one haircutting fucking set of things, well, if the average price of the hairdresser is like, say, $35 a haircut, and it's cost, that cost I think was a good one, an expensive one, but say that's about $70, well, after, I think it's $50 on special or something like that, you know. But after two haircuts, I've made my money back. And, 5 years later, say an average of, say, more three or four haircuts a year, I guess, you know. We'll just say 20, just for simplicity's sake, you know. We'll just say $20, you know, or 20 haircuts. If I'd have paid for that, well, that's 20 times, say, 35. That's $700. You know, and by getting my own gear to cut my own fucking hair, I've spent either $50 or $70 on the hair cutter, but I've saved about $650 in haircuts. So you know, those fucking that especially that fuck. Those fat bitches down in Lawn and that fucking moron in the bloody workshop sort of hairdresser place, you know. It's okay, you want to do fucking, you want to give me lemons? I'll turn it into lemonade. So I get really good haircuts. They take 5 minutes. I don't have to travel hundreds of fucking kilometres to get any fucking place. I don't have to make bookings. And can you ring us back in 3 weeks? We might have a place then. Well, why don't you fucking ring me? It's $5 for a haircut. Or 5 minutes for a haircut. You can't make any fucking... Oh, no. It's so busy, yeah. I mean, you can't. I got to wait 3 weeks for a haircut that just five minutes. It's done. Like, fuck off. You know, just retarded fucking bitches. So I've turned their lemons into my lemonade. You know, 20 haircuts and I'm 600 about say. We'll just say $50 for the fucking Remington or whatever, but, because I fucked these idiots and their bullshit off, I'm $650 in front from haircuts, you know? Fuck them, you know? So, anyway, thank you, Midtown Men.